Welcome, everyone, to the Journey to Success radio show with your host, Taylor Tagg. This program is on the Journey to Success Radio Network, a news station on blogtalkradio.com. The purpose of JTS Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world with transformational businesses, thoughts, ideas, and actions that encourage and inspire. You can check out the growing Journey to Success broadcast team at journeytosuccessradio.com. Before I start our interview today with John Churchill, let me tell you a little bit about my background and my program. I help people who are ready for a quantum leap in life learn precisely how to let go of hurt and resentments, permanently releasing themselves from the past to experience boundless peace and freedom. It's quite amazing. To find out more about my powerful heart-centered work and my book, The Path to a Peaceful Heart, you can visit me at TheEvolvingHeart.com. And now on to today's success story. My guest today is John Churchill from Southwest Tennessee Community College, located in Memphis, Tennessee. And John is joining us today on the program to talk about a program called Industrial Readiness Training. It is a course which is a centerpiece of the Made in Memphis initiative. And the goal of Made in Memphis is for local manufacturers, educational institutions, and the Workforce Investment Network and its partners to work together to create a pipeline of skilled workers to meet the hiring needs of manufacturing employers, and to prepare local job seekers with the skills they need to get good jobs in manufacturing. The Industrial Readiness Training Program is a four-week course at Southwest Tennessee Community College designed to prepare individuals for jobs in local manufacturing and industry. The training teaches and measures foundational technical, academic, and interpersonal knowledge and skills have been identified by local industry leaders as critical to long-term employee success. So John is joining us today on Journey to Success Radio to tell us about the impact that this industrial readiness training program has had on the business community. So John, welcome to Journey to Success.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Well, this is a very good program we want to talk about today, and it's called Industrial Readiness Training, and it's become really an important part of Southwest Community College and the Memphis, Tennessee greater business community. So tell us just in general, what is Industrial Readiness Training? Give us the background and just generally what it is.
I'd be glad to, Taylor. IRT, as we call it, Industrial Readiness Training Program, is a program that we developed because some of the businesses told us they were not able to find local talent in the Memphis area that was able to perform their work. And the challenge we made is that if you will allow us to put the people that you have overlooked or people that you've rejected into a 3.5-week class, and then re-interview them, we felt that they would find employees that they would love to grow with. So they accepted the challenge. We put the program together, and last January, I believe it was around January 8th, we did our first class. It was a class of 19 people. One dropped out before the class was over, so we ended up with 18 people in the class. And basically, it is a class that we start with introducing what life in an industrial environment looks like. We talk about safety, we talk about dress and attitude and just shift work, everything that really is involved in industrial life. Then we get into a lot of the soft skills. We talk about communications, emotional intelligence. We do a DISC profile to help everybody understand the emotional intelligence, its tools that they can use with the emotional intelligence and communications. We get into teamwork, talk to them about how to train others on something that they're good at, and then we get into some of the hard skills. We get into math and mechanical aptitude. Prior to the class, we do test their reading, math, and locating information skills along with mechanical aptitude, and then when the class is over, we retest them and then introduce them to the companies. We've had excellent success on that first beta class. It was 16 people were hired, and immediately within the first week of the class, and then later on, the 17th person was able to find work with another company.
And it's great, the one it's other, great success. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes, we're very happy with it. We can talk a little later about some of the success of ongoing classes. We've taught now 13 classes, but one of the things about the class that's unique is that we don't teach the class unless we have an employer that are looking for employees. And we ask that employer to come sit in the class and work with the individuals, be a part of that class, where they really get to know the individuals. And one of the things that the employers tell us is by the end of that class, they not only know which of the students they want to hire, but they know where they want to place them in the company that will best suit the company and the individual, making sure the individual has the best chance of being successful.
So for local industry, this seems like it's a kind of a no-lose proposition. They get, I guess, more of a three-week interview with some of these class participants rather than just maybe a 30-minute interview off the street. So it seems like for private industry, this is something they would really want to jump on board with, wouldn't they?
Taylor, you're exactly right. The time it takes for them to review and select these candidates is not only gives better results, but it takes them much less time. The story that one of the industry partners told us is that they had they had looked at close to 29,000 applications. Out of that, they only saw 2,000 that they felt were really worth looking at a closer look. Out of that 2,000, they selected 200 to interview. Out of that 200 they interviewed, they only hired 60. And this was 3 months after they had hired that 60, and they only had 20 of those at 60 left. The rest had either been fired or didn't like the work and left. The biggest reason that individuals are let go normally is attendance.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so when they came into the class, they were amazed. Think about all the work it took them to go through all that effort to end up with 20 what they felt was acceptable employees. What they're able to do now is to sit in that class for 3.5 weeks, and by the way, it's a 40-hour class, and either the HR manager or production manager or somebody, in one case we had the engineering manager, sits in that class, sees how these individuals perform. Someone can fool you in an interview, but they're not able to fool you in an interactive class for 3 weeks. They become who they are. And so it's very easy for a company to see who they think would best fit their culture and their company.
Right, and observing students over time, you just get a feel for not only, like you said, who they are, but how they interact with other people. You see the leaders in the class. You see the quiet ones who are just as important in the work environment. So you really get a good idea of really who's in the class and who you can place in certain positions. So it just sounds like it's for an employer, it's a really good, hard look at the person that they're going to hire, maybe for a long period of time.
It is, but it's also good for the employee or the candidate, because during this class, we only allow one employer in each class. So during this class, the employer gets to tell the prospective candidates a little bit about the company. So it gives the candidates an opportunity to see whether that's a company they really want to work for. And one of the things that we stress in the class is our goal of the class is take the decision on whether they work or not out of the employer's hand and into their hands. We want them to be able to go to an interview, be successful in that interview, be offered a job, and then decide if that job fits their lifestyle and their basic needs. This allows them, if they decide not to go with the company that is associated with that class, it allows them to go out and find other employers that they would rather work for and then complete a successful interview and onboarding process.
All right, and just for our listeners, in this scenario, there's one company that, I guess, unofficially sponsors a class or has access to that class. So that one employer is looking for a 3.5-week period at these class participants, right?
Right, exactly right. And we only allow one company to come in, because what we don't want is two or three companies being put in a position where they have to offer their salary and benefit package to compete over three or four of the best students in the class. So although the company that we asked to sponsor the class is not obligated to interview or hire anybody in the class, we've had very good success that most of the students are interviewed and many of them are hired. We have about a 60% hire rate right now, and I'm talking about a hire rate shortly after the class. But we don't want multiple companies in there trying to compete, because then you would have a loser, and it would not have a good outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a two-sided coin here. You got a company who has really a very long interview and good-looking process of finding out who they want to hire and who they like, and necessarily, but this is also good for the class participant and the employee trying to find work too. And they're gaining really some skills, life skills that they might not have had or gained in school. And so they're really elevating themselves to another level, not only for themselves, but to look good in front of that employer.
And you're exactly right, Taylor. The students start to see, and we get all kinds of stories of how this has altered the individual's view of just exactly what trying to find a good livable wage job is all about. I had one student tell me that he had never made more money. He had never made more money than $25,000. Dollars a year, and this individual is about 43 years old, and he then made the statement that this class, about halfway or three-fourths way of the class, it dawned on me, it wasn't about the companies or them. It was all about me and how I acted and what my expectations were and how I dealt with people at a company that where I wanted a job where I could make a livable wage. This individual is now working at a job making about $16 an hour.
And that's good, too. And you've probably been able to experience, I guess, the students that are hired out of this program are starting at a higher wage than they would otherwise. Is that right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
What I was saying is that the students who come out of the IRT program are usually beginning at a higher wage than they would otherwise. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. We have, most of our students are either unemployed or underemployed. And what we mean by underemployed in the Memphis area, normally you would think $12 an hour or $10 an hour and $12 an hour without benefits. We've stretched that a little bit. What our target is to try to find jobs for our students that are making around $15 an hour. And I don't know of anybody that has gotten a job out of this program that hasn't had an opportunity to make more money. Most of them are unemployed. We've had students that are having to hide their car because people are trying to repossess their car. We've had students that had the electricity turned off, and it actually went to the class with their electricity off at their house. And particularly, we had one student that was living out of his car. So we are our students. Are coming from the inner city. They are coming from a situation where they've either been laid off or have not been able to find a livable wage job.
Well, absolutely. And besides getting a job and making a living wage, they're also gaining some new skills in the program itself. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, they're learning some soft skills like emotional intelligence, quality communication, how to prepare and how to ace an interview process, basic math skills, and then they learn some hard skills as well, which encompass learning how to run a basic machine, and some of these manufacturing line jobs require that. So tell us a little bit about what's involved in the program and what are some of the skills that the students are learning.
Good question. Not only are they learning skills that they can use at work, but they're also learning skills that they can use in their day-to-day lives. We've had more than one student tell us how the skills they learned, especially the soft skills, how that has helped them manage a relationship at home or at church or somewhere else. As a matter of fact, we had one student, we were teaching two classes, one during the day, one at night, and we had one student that was in the daytime. And Taylor, as you know, we teach the emotional intelligence. I know you're very familiar with that. After the class on communications and emotional intelligence, he asked after the class, he said, would you mind if I came back to the night class and brought my wife? I would really like the two of us to listen to this together because I think it would help our relationship. And what we're finding is that employers say that the students from our class, when they come to work, they understand what's expected of them, that you don't have to have this 3 months for individuals to kind of get the lay of the land and how they're supposed to act and how they work within teams. We had supervisors at one company tell us that our students come ready to add value immediately. And as a matter of fact, the owner of that company raised the salary of our students' starting wage by $2 an hour. So they learn. They learn not only how to interact with others, but the real focus of the company is to be a true partner to that company, to that company's success. And then you're right. We also give them some mechanical and mathematical skills that help them to be more trainable when they get to the job site. Probably more importantly, though, it helps the company identify students who have the ability and willingness to learn, that are good team players, and have a great mechanical aptitude. And you give me that type of employee, and I can build a successful company.
Absolutely. And this program is beginning to have an impact in the Memphis, Tennessee business industry community. So talk a little bit about, John, about what kind of impact you're seeing that this industrial readiness training program is having.
As far as on the business front or the community or exactly what?
Yeah, just the impact and I guess the excitement that companies are looking towards this program and really, you know, how is it changing the landscape of industry right now?
Well, what I'd say to you in more than one company, as a matter of fact, we had one company that came into town. The HR manager came into town to help this company expand. She had come from Oklahoma, and when she got here in Memphis, she became immediately alarmed because the agency that she had hired to find candidates wasn't able to find the candidates that they felt fit their needs. When we introduced her to this program, she was excited, she participated, she got on board completely, and her comments is that this literally helped her meet her deadlines, and that if she had the option of hiring somebody with the same skills, one that had been to the class and one had not, she would hire the one from the class every single time. It really changed her outlook on the potential of the Memphis and Shelby County workforce. It is getting noticed. We work very closely with the WIN and also with the chambers of both Memphis and the outlying cities, and what they're using this program to help sell Memphis workforce to the companies that are looking to move into this area. And as the companies are finding out what the students are like, a lot of times we'll take graduates that maybe was not just right for the company that sponsored the class, and we'll send those graduates to other companies. They're telling us the same thing, that there is a complete different attitude when our graduates come to these interviews than other candidates. And they are then asking, can you give us a class? So it is starting to be the buzz within the community, not only the business community, but also the community political leadership.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I guess on a larger scale, John, you know, you've been instrumental in developing this program in the Memphis, Tennessee community. Do you see a program like this being in industry in different parts of the country? Can another city take a business model and program like yours and apply it where they live?
Absolutely, but it's not a cookie cutter. You know, Southwest Tennessee Community College, the president and provost at this college saw the potential for this, supported it completely. I think this type of program needs to come out of a community college, a college that has a desire to work in the workforce development side. And what has to happen then is they have to have partnerships to make it work. We were not able to do this just by ourselves. We had a strong partnership with WIN, Workforce Investment Network. They help us select students, and they also help us fund the students. We had to have a strong partnership with industry. We didn't decide what went into this class and say, this is what we're going to teach. We went to industry, found out what their needs were, found out attributes that they wanted from their candidates. We then designed a program. The college taught four beta classes. College absorbed the cost for all four classes. After each class, we had to sit down with our industry clients, ask them what they liked, what they didn't like. We asked the students. We went back and tracked how successful the students were. We tracked the retention of the students that were hired with the companies, and we made adjustments in all four classes. And even today, as our instructors, students, and business partners work together, we look for opportunities to improve and make that change. Sometimes we make a change for a single company. So where I'm going with this is that if I was going to do this in another community, I would find the partners to work with. I would design it to meet their needs. I would not take it as a cookie cutter, says, well, it works here. It must, this exact program must have the ability to work at a new location.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are many variables that go into those decisions. But it looks like this program is fulfilling a need, not only for the employer and the Memphis general business community in general and industry in the area, but it's also fulfilling the need of the class participant to gain those additional skills that he needs, you know, not only to get hired, but create a higher living wage for him or herself, and also provide some additional life skills that they wouldn't have had access to otherwise. So it sounds like this program is just providing just a general win-win situation for everyone involved.
Yes, I believe it is. And it's literally changing lives. You know, the companies are very happy with the people they're getting. It is making a difference. And since we have started this program, we've trained close to 300 people. And once again, we've had approximately 60-65% higher rate. And it really has made a difference in companies feeling about the workforce in the Memphis and Shelby County area.
That's amazing, and this program is amazing, and I'm actually one of the instructors at the program, and I know firsthand what kind of impact this program is having. A last question for you, John, and I ask this of all the people that I interview, and it's what drives you to be successful? What is it that drives you to be successful in creating a program like IRT or in anything that you're involved in? What is the heart of your success?
If you're talking about the heart of my personal success, it's I always tell people that I stay happy because I'm too dumb to know I'm in trouble. But I think what it is all my life I've loved to work. I look for what the best is in work. I try to put the negativity behind me. I know somebody makes me mad or I feel I've been wronged, and if I dwell on that, it doesn't hurt anybody but myself. So I look for the positive. I look for opportunities, and I have a confidence in people that I know if given a chance, individuals will do the right thing. And the times that doesn't happen, I put that aside and move forward because I just – once again, I love what I do. I don't think I've ever had a job that I didn't love. And I love working with people, and I love giving people a chance and seeing how they grow with that chance. So in my mind, what's worked for me with that attitude is there's opportunities all over the place, and all you have to do is to have the confidence and the willing to grab those opportunities and move forward.
Absolutely, and you're doing just that. I guess for people who are interested in checking this program out, they can go to workforceinvestmentnetwork.com and click on Industrial Readiness to read more about the Industrial Readiness Training Program as it is and the makeup of it and everything else. So, John, I want to thank you for joining us today here on Journey to Success. You're listening to the Journey to Success Radio Network. To find out more about the network, please visit us at journeytosuccessradio.com. And we'll see you soon for our next amazing success story. Bye for now.